So we are continuing on our study of Daf Yomi. We are on Daf Chof Tet Amud Aleph. So we were talking about the different types of foods that are considered to be appropriate and as well as edible for the purposes of making an Eruv Chatzeira. So first off, we're going to hold off so we have a lot more discussion of what things are for Eruv. So, but for now, we're talking about whether these things can be used. And are they food, and therefore can we use them? So the last thing we're talking, we spoke to poke them out, were these, were radishes and beets, and saying how that they're good for, how they're healthy foods. So now moving to the next one. So Amar Rava, Harini Ki Ben Hazai, Mishuke Teveria. So he says, I am as sharp as Ben Hazai when he used to give his brush out in the marketplaces of Teveria. So Amar Leia, Humer Ban Larava. So then what did the, one of the Chachamim asked Rava, Tapuchim Bakama, so how many apples do you need in order to make an Eruv? So Amar Leia, Bechim Arvim Tapuchim, he said, wait, since when can you make an Eruv with apples? Well, no, this is really not the case. Bahatana didn't say it in the Mishnah. Kol Ochlim Yitzdarfin Lipsol, Otag Via, Bechatsia Pras, Bezon Shay Sidot Leiru, Uchavet Silotam Echum Adochlim. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah that all foods combined to disqualify the body of a priest who eats a half a loaf of impure food. That's the shear of tummy food you have to eat in order to become tummy. And it also is enough to eat. It also, all foods work for purposes of making an Eruv for the two meals that you need. So we'll get to this more later, but the minimum amount per person is supposed to be the amount of food for two meals, and a kibitza, the size of an egg, is the amount that you need for the food to be able to become tumat ochel. In order for a food to become tame itself, it needs to be, let's say, a food that normally wasn't tame. Then the one already tame, it needs to be at least a kibitza in order for it to be able to contract the tumor and become impure. So now the Gemara asks, the Haimai Tiyufta, who says that that's actually that part of that Mishnah already used with what Rava said that it wouldn't work? Elam Mishum Diktani Kol Ochlin, if you want to say this, because it says all the foods, Hani Bnei Achila Ninhu, these are all foods, that's correct. Bahamar Rabbi Yochman, Elam Eidim Nikol, Tefilu Makum Shedim Mar Bochutz. Wait, who's to say that means anything to us? Because remember, we spent this whole time earlier talking about the question of, like in the very beginning of the paragraph, about how few general rules you can't learn from them, even when they say the exclusions in the case where they don't work. Rather, why are we learning this out? Because it says the food of two foods works for Eruv, and a kibetza for tumat ochlin, which means that since all these foods work, it works explicitly for this, so that's why we should say that it works. And these foods we all listed are all acceptable, are all able to become tame from tumat ochlin. So therefore, they should also be good for the eruv. The makama. So then, how much would you need? So now that we realize that you can make an eruv with apples, so we say, how much do you need? A kav. So now we're going to question that. So Meitve, Rishum ben Elazar Omer, Uchlo Tavlin, Litra Yarak, Vasara Gazin, Chamisha Vasar Kikin, Ushnei Ramanim, Vetor Gechad. So the question of how much you need for different foods. So it says that you need an Uchlo, or an eighth of a loaf of spices, a litra of vegetables, that's a round measurement, not the bottom, not the modern, necessarily the modern liter, but again, name is from the same, is from the same place. Ten nuts, five peaches, two pomegranates, or one etrog. So, Vamar Gursak Bar Dari, Mishmeda Rabbanashia, Bar Shigavuvli, Mishmeda Rav, and Gursak, the son of Dari, said in the name of Ramnashia, the son of Shigavuli, the name of Rav, that just like those the shirim that we have for that and the Deborah Theresa mentioned the context of how much food you're supposed to give to a poor person when they show up to your field of a given crop. So the same thing is for an Eruv, the same amount of food. So Vahani Nami Lehavu Kihavur Sikid. Wait, so of all things listed, what's the most similar to apples? It's the peaches. So shouldn't you say that it should be five apples? Why are we saying it's be a kaf? So rather, what's the difference? Is that Hani Khashivi Vahani Lokashivi? The answer is that everybody likes peaches better, they're more important, therefore five is considered to be chashuv. With apples,
it's like apples and oranges. Right?
Yes, definitely. So it comes down to what's considered to be chashuv, right? So you sell apples by the bushel and or by the kav, and but peaches everywhere, you know, each of them more important. That's why five of them works. After etrog, again, remember etrog is in terms of like volume, right? Etrog and peaches are pretty similar in size, right? So why is etrog one, peaches five? Well, clearly because etrogs are that much more important than the peaches are, but we'll leave that.
But not necessarily for eating, though. They have their importance for another reason, but not for eating. And this is an eating thing, isn't it?
Right. But it could be that, like, because etrogs are more like lemons, it's also there could also be that their usage is different in terms of food.
Oh, I suppose you'd eat less of them to use them because they're pretty strong.
Right. Also, so the spice is there. So it says you have to use an ukla, which is an eighth of a log. Right. So an eighth, sorry, so a revi'at halog is, you know, like that's like, you know, like that's your kiddushka. Or a little less than your, depending on whether it's chazanish or chamna, it could be like basically half your kiddushka.
So it is how you consume it.
Right. It's how you consume it because you use it a lot less. That's like, that's not that much food. And yet it unspices, but that works. This is also basically the usage a bit as well. So, and also I would say that you could use the etrog more like a lemon sometimes because it's got the status of a, if you've seen ushbizin, so you know that it makes a great lemon for the salad.
Yeah, that's a citron.
Yeah, because it's a citron. Yeah. So, hani chashivi v'hani lo chashivi, right? So we said it depends on which one's more important. That's why that's how the scaling works. So Amar of Yosef, shara le mare lebrunashav shaguvli. So Rav Yehuda says, forgive Rav Nachman Bar Shmuel if he made a mistake. Anam Amarita Nihele Amaditin Shvuam Amra Brayta. Because what he said when he was quoting the Mishnah, I was quoting him a Brayta. So what do you mean by that? So Nan, we're going to explain what the source of these two people's statements were. Nan, Ein Pochatim La'ani Begoren Mechatzi Kav Zvitin V'Kav Sorin. So the Mishnah states that when you have a poor person come to your field, to your threshing floor, you need to give him at least a half a cob of wheat or a cob of barley. Remeir Omer, chati kav sarin. Remeir says no, it's a half a cob of either one. A cob of chetzi kusmin, and if it's of spelt, then it's one and a half. A cob of groat, or it's a cob of pressed fig cakes. Omane dvela, or it's a mane of date cakes. Rabbi Akiva, grogrot is the dried figs and vela is the pressed figs. So Rabbi Akiva Omer Pras. So Rabbi Akiva says the amount is not a full mana, but it's a pras, which is a half a mana. Bechatzi log, yain. And you also need to, and also it's a, for as far as the amount of wine you need to give. So Tanakama states that it's a half of a log. Whereas Rabbi Kiva Omer Raviyat, he says Raviyat a log, right? The Raviyat that we recognize from Kiddush. So Raviyat Shemen, and you need to do a Raviyat a log of a quarter of a log of oil. Rabbi Kiva Omer Shmid, Rabbi Kiva says it's half of that, it's an eighth of the log. So Ushar called Peirot, Amar Abba Shaul, Kadesh, Karin, the Kapan, Mizonon, Shesudot. So how much about the rest of the fruits? So Abishal says the amount of money that he, the value of which he could take and suffer to, for two meals. Then Rav's statement said that the point of the all the food measurements is either that either it has to be itself a food that would be used in place of a meal that would work for, you know, for the or has a significant purpose. So again, we've got the grains, which you definitely need. We've got the oil, which is also pretty essential. That's like electricity nowadays. And wine is basically the water back then, because it was the beverage. Meaning your beverages were either water or wine. Normally you mix them together because a lot of times people didn't necessarily have the cleanest drinking water. And by mixing it with wine, it both made the it both helped kill the germs and make it healthier for you, as well as making it taste better. So now we're going to try and figure out why there's all these differences within the bread. So Omai Olmei Dahai Mihach. So why is one better than the other one? Inilei Mamishum Dekatani Bahach Tavlin. If you could say it's because this bread is talking about the spices. The tavlin lapanet hilinenu. Atu hachacham mi lok tani chitin asorin. The lapanet hilinenu. So, you want to say?
Pleasure.
Thank you. So, if you wanted to say. So, if you wanted to say. Which one it is. So, right, so you could say which one compares better to our Brenta. So you'd say that this one works really well because most of the cases are things that aren't food, right? Because spices can't be, nobody would eat spices straight. Nobody would eat, you also can't eat barley straight. They're food that doesn't need to be processed. So therefore, they should say that works well. So El Mishum Lutani Chatzilog Yain. What makes them the second one better is because it talks about wine. Vama Rama Ar Mishair Viot Shel Yain. As Rav says, you can make an area with two reviatalogs of wine. Midvi Inan Kulehai Shmamina Kiamarav Chen Leirov Aha Matnitin Kamar Shmamina. No, because there's we also have the statement of Rav talking about the. About the measurement of wine in different eruv. Therefore, when he says v'chein le'eruv, he must be talking about this one. And surely not, that would be how you conclude. That was the correct version. That Rob's statement was originally appended to. So, Amar Mar. The mizon shteis udot le'eruv. And you need to have, and for the rest of them, as we've stated in the end of that bright, all they need to have two foods, enough for two meals. So Sava Rav Yosef Lememar, so Yosef thought to say, Adiika Suda Mihai Usuda Mihai. So Rav thought this meant that you'd have to have, or just said you need to have food of this food and another food. Amalei Rabba, Afila Lemechza Ushlish Urivia. No, an Eruv may be established with the it doesn't have to be one food for a meal of a food. Rather, you could mix and match. Even if it's got a half, a third, or a quarter of another meal of a different food, the point is that in total, it's two meals worth of food. So, Gufa, Amarav, Marv Mishnei Reviot Shel Yayin. So, imagine earlier the Rav said that you can make an air with two Reviot logs of wine. So, Umi Ba'ina Kulehai, so when do you need that much? Vahatanya, domestic learning enough of the bride. There was Shimon Lazar Omer, Yain Kedel Lecholbo, Chomas Kedel Tavilbo, Zaytun Selim Kedel Lechol, Manjte Suda. So we have this, so we have another bride, then Rav Shimon Lazar, that says that the amount of wine you need is the amount of wine you need with a meal, with no shear there. Vinegar is enough in order to dip into. Then, but when you get to olives and onions, then it's enough in order to eat two meals worth. So clearly, the amount of wine you need is less than two quarters of a lug of wine. How much wine could you possibly need to go to your meal so that it could be far less? Right. So then, you know, when you order a drink with your food, are you necessarily going for that, for the big glass, for the big bottle of water or soda? Or are you going for, you know, like, are you okay with just like a shot glass basically on the side in case something gets stuck in your throat? So which one is it? So what's the answer? So, no, they were talking about cooked wine, like condensed wine, and therefore even a small amount will tide you over. Not talking about light, about, you know, light part, you know, the light 5-6% wine that, you know, you could drink like in soda. We're talking about the really, we're talking about hard stuff, the, like, you know, more get the hard liquor. So therefore, even if you only have a little bit, that'll be enough for you. So that's why the two various statements aren't an argument. They're talking about different actually different foods. So Amar Mar. Chomet kedei latabel bo. So vinegar enough to dip into. So Amar Gidol Marav kedei latabel bo v'zon shtei sudot shayara. So we're trying to figure out how much it would need to be. So we're saying enough to coat if you had 2 meals worth of only vegetables. Because obviously the amount of vinegar you need would depend based on the volume of the food you're dipping into it. So Yikidam, another version is Amar Gidol Marav. No, enough to dip the vegetables you have with your meal, with 2 different meals. Is it not, which is less than the amount of, if you're just having, if you're just, you know, if you were purely on a greens only diet, it's not the same as if you're having, you know, your bread and your vegetables and your dip. So obviously there'd be more vegetables in the first option than the second. So Amar Mar. So again, let's look like through it. So for olives and onions, the amount to eat 2 meals worth. So the b'salim mi amarvin, wait, this when could you make an air out of onions? So one time, Remeir spent Shabbos in Ardiska. So he said to him, Rebbe, I used onions to make an eruv to get to the city of Tivin. And then Rebbe Meir said, actually, you only have the 4 amot where you are. Therefore, he can't go anywhere. Basically, he had now shown up where he is now, and he's outside of his eruv because he's currently outside of his chum when he went to visit him. And he loses his alpayim amma. Normally you get 2,000 amma around where you're staying for Shabbos for purposes of tzchumin, because that's where you're residing. But if you go outside of your allotted tzchum, again, how we calculate that, we will get to at a later point. But once you get outside of that region, then you are stuck with having with only dalad amma afterwards. We could explain why this is why that story isn't a good case. So ha ba'alim ha ba'imah. Now the question is, there's two different types of the onion, right? So there's alim, which is the leaf. So there's imah, which is the actual, like, the onion, what we would now call the onion nowadays. So the issue is that he made it with the leaves, and that's why it was no good. But if you did it with the bottom part of the onion, it would be fine. So the Tanya, Achal Batzel v'Hishkima Mei. If you ate an onion and died early the next morning, Ein Omrim Imam Mei. Then we don't know. We don't need to ask who he died from, because that means that he died from the onion. Vamar Shmuel Lo Shanu El Ba'al. The only two decided to eat the leaves of a onion, of all mahot, but if you ate proper onions, the bulbs, the bottom of it, then late lamba. There should be, you should have no worries. And when we say that the leaves that are dangerous, that's only when they have only grown to the distance of a span, which is this guy. Late lanba. Right, so, but if it's less than that, but if it has grown to the size of the span, then it'd be fine. Right, so basically the issue is when it's too small is when it's dangerous. When it gets bigger, then it's safe again. So, yeah, we'll leave that as it is. Be careful of interesting fruits. If you want to be saved, like in Holes, make sure that you're eating the right onions. For more on that, please read Holes. Amara Papa Lo Amran Ella De Ish Lo Ish De Shechra. For Papa said, we only stated this concern about onion leaves in case where one forgot to drink beer first. About Ish De Shechra Late Ladba. So apparently, we're referring more to it's only dangerous if you're going to have beer, but if you drink beer afterwards, that's all it also. So apparently, the best thing to have with the onion rings is beer. Tanur Banan. Lo yochel adam batzal b'pnei nachash shebo. So a person should not eat an onion because of the venom inside of it. Masle b'rabbi yechidina sh'achal chatzi batzal b'chatzi nachash shebo b'chala v'natzal amot. B'ishu sh'chavra b'chamim alav b'chaya b'pnei sh'ha'ashah t'richalo. So we have taught another bracha that bracha stated that you should never eat this onion because it's dangerous. And it happened for Bechanina that he had eaten half of one and he got very sick and he was on his deathbed. And then his friend prayed for him and he only was able to survive because he needed to teach Torah, otherwise he would have died. So be careful. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Shmuel. Okay, so now since we mentioned beer, so now we're going to talk about it a bit. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Shmuel. Sheyes Amar Harvin Bo, Uposel Et HaMikveh, Ubishlosha Lugin. Right, so you can make you can be Ma'arev with, you're going to make an Erev with beer, but as far as, it's not like water, which means that if you had 3 log of beer, it would possibly, within the first 40 sa'ah, it would possibly the whole mikvah. So, ma kif la Rav Kahana. So, Rav Kahana asks, Chita, this is obvious. V'chi ma ben zeh lemet seva. What's the difference between this and dye water? Non Rabbi Yossi Omer made seva postlina to make a shoshot lugid. Because didn't Rabbi Yossi say that you know dye water is posel a mikvah with 3 log? Amri hatamai de siva mikre ha shikre. Well, you can say no, because like it's called something else. You may have tried to argue that it's not considered new water at all, because you know beer is not water and water is not beer, so maybe they're different. So that's why we need to teach that. So now Uvakama Arvin. So how much beer do you need in order to make an Eruv? Sabar of Acha, Braider of Yosef, Commander of Yosef, Lemar, Betrayer of Yeshifra. So Rav Acha, son of Rav Yosef, said in front of Rav Yosef, his father, it should be with 2 Ravid halogs of beer. In order to be chayev on hotzah with wine, it has to be mount to import a cup. In order, another version is taught that it needs to be done with to fill a nice cup. So how much is a kos yafet, a nice cup of wine? Kos shel bracha, the amount of wine you use for a blessing. So. V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua, and Rav Nachman says Amar Baravua. Kol shabracha tzarech shehebo rova revid kadesh shemnegenu liamod al revid. So how much wine must it contain? It must contain a quarter log of wine. So that when afterward it looks with water, it amounts to a full quarter log. Right. So in general, in the Gemara, when they're referring to wine. Drinking wine, they don't mean drinking a straight glass of revit of wine. They generally refer to having diluted it either with 3 parts or with 4 parts, depending on which Gemara we're looking at, whether they be the Gemara here in Shabbos or in Tzachim. So they would normally dilute it because it's too strong. And from there, actually learned out some interesting halachot about the minimal alcohol content you're allowed to have for Leil Pesach, and yet for it to still be considered wine. So, in case you're curious, that means that the very light alcohols, like the like Bart Neura or the other bubbly wines that are around, you know, 4.5%, 5%. So they're basically the lower limit. Anything below, I think below 4 creates a problem. From where that actually comes up, please ask the question closer to Pesach time when it's relevant again. That's how they used to drink their wine. So, and that's how they used to do the kosher brachot, the chashav one, right? So, Chidur Rava. This is the Chidur Rava. Amar Rava Kol Chamer Lo Dari Ad Sad Tlatamaya Lav Chamer. This is what Rava states, that any wine which you had not diluted with 3 parts water is not considered to be wine. So, for all the wine connoisseurs out there, if you happen to be drinking your wine without diluting it, the Gemara thinks that you've been drinking swill. We'll leave that aside. There is no problem with drinking straight wine, there is no problem in Kiddush on a full cup of undiluted wine. So, Bukhtani Seifa, Sha'ar Kalamashki Mervi, and for the end of the Mishnah states, Ushar Kal Mashki Mervi, and the rest of liquids you use Mervita. Kol Shofchin Mervi, and similarly, all wastewater is also measured by Raviyat in terms of if you had used any other type of liquid that's not meant to be drunken, if you carried out of it a Raviyat halog, you'd also be chayef on Shabbos. So minahatam al-chad arba, hachanami al-chad arba. So you should say that since the ratio of carrying Shabbos is 1 to 4, I mean you're chayef on Shabbos carrying out 1/4 of a log of wine. Therefore, you just say that the ratio should still be maintained for Erev as well, that you only need for wine, you should only need 1/4 of a Reviyat halog. So 1/16 of a log. So below here, this is not so. Hatam he debats dir mehachi lo chashiv. Avalacha lo. There, you shouldn't compare the two, because there we're talking about carry. And for that, you're right, you need to have 4 log, you don't have to have a chatzi log of, you need to have a full revius of beer. Why? Because less than that isn't considered important of al hachalo. But by wine, that's not necessarily, but in our case, that's not the case. Right? Because by Erev, it's different. Why? Davide inshi, the shatu kasa v'safra v'kasa v'vanya v'sam chiloi. Basically, because people would often drink a cup of beer in the morning, a cup of beer in the evening, and then use those as their meal. So therefore, you only need 2 revit of halog for beer. Because apparently people used to replace the beer with water, similar to some of the, again, not necessarily the true stereotypes, but some stereotypes about how they were, that has been the case in Ireland as well as in Russia with beer and vodka, respectively. Whether or not these are considered, so apparently some people used to do that. So not sure I'd recommend that because that sounds like a good way to dehydrate yourself, give yourself a stomach ache, but apparently people used to do it. So tomorrow in Bakama, so how much dates would you need in order to establish an Erev? Summer of Yosef, tomorrow in Bakama. So Rav Yosef says you need a kav of dates. Amar Yosef, Manam Yinalei. So how do you know this? Rav Yosef asks. So the title would invite to Achal Gro Gro Vishilim Tamarim Tavola Bracha. If someone inadvertently ate dried figs of chuma and then he paid back with dates, when you did me'ilah by accident and now you're trying to pay back the coin. So if you pay back to him with dates, you'll get a blessing. If you don't me. So what are we talking about? Like how does that work? Elamel if you don't me talk about the value. If you're saying that he ate this was worth of food and he gave back this was worth of food, then well you didn't really pay him back, then why is that? Why do you get a blessing for that? He ate his zuz and he gave back his zuz. What's the blessing for? He did it according to the gross measurement. He ate a measurement of figs that are worth azos. So gruya de grugrot, and then v'kavashalim lay gruya de tamarim de shave arba. Then he paid back with the same measurement of. Rashi says that a gruya is a sa'ah. Therefore, then you paid back. So you gave the same volume, but you gave back the value that's worth four times as much. And since you get a bracha for paying back for way more than you had to pay back, that's why we say it's and you shall get a bracha for it. Amar le'abai la'olam da'afa menei mezuza. Bekam shal mezuza. No, Abai says it's all about talking about mezuza. Amar tevola bracha. What's this blessing that you're getting? Da'afa menei midi de'lo kafitz ale zene. Because you ate something that people don't normally try and buy, because everybody's got their, you know, their fig cakes stored up and like nobody really wants them. But everybody's always excited to go buy the dates. They're much tastier. Everybody wants those more than they want the figs. Which could also be found if somebody's ever, you know, taken a poll. We could try doing that here actually. If you had to pick between eating a date and eating a fig, who'd pick the date? Raise your hand if you think date. Anybody else? Date? You like figs better? Wow, okay, I guess you get some alone here. All right. So, okay, fine. Depends on where you're from, but I personally find fresh dates delicious. So people jump more by the dates, they would buy the figs. For more of this, we could try, you know, asking some supermarkets for the breakdown, but right. So that's how the Gemara says. That's why it's better. Similar for Bava Kamma, where we're talking about different the ways to pay people back. People do damaged, and the best thing to do is to give back. You should always give back the most ideal land when you're paying back. Not necessarily, even though they'll say, you know, when you have a large field with nothing in it versus a that's like basically buried in the desert land, as opposed to, you know, the like very fertile small field. So you should pay the person back with a small fertile field, because that way you'll be able to sell it on better as well. So it's considered to be the preferred way of payment. And depending on what you damage is one that you're required to pay back with the ideal, or it's just simply a good thing to do. So, okay, so now we're going to shtita. So if you had a dish made of flour, of roasted flour and honey, so sounds delicious. So, Amar Rav Acha Bar Pinchas, Trei Sher Gushe. So for how much of that you need, you only need two spoonfuls. Kisani, so in terms of a kisani, which is a type of roasted tray, Amar Bai, Trei Vune de Pumbedita. So you would need to put in two Pumbedita Bune, which is the name of the measurement they have there. As my mother used to fondly say, again, by the way, Rabbi's mother was actually his foster mother. There's actually two stories about that. But he used to tell me that these roasted grains are good for the heart and drive away worries and thoughts. So, if you're feeling a little stressed due to COVID, maybe it's worth trying to find that recipe. For the rest of the grains. So, Amar Abaye, Amra Li'aim, and I'm going to have more statements about it than I told him, that Haimand eat Le'chul Shadaliba, Laiti Bisra Da'atma, Yamina de Dichra, Laiti Kabui de Reim de Nisan, Leika Kabui de Re'eta, Laiti Sigiri de Arata, Venechabe, Venechol, Venishte Batre Chamra Marka. Okay, so somebody who suffers from a weak heart should go bring the meat of a right thigh of a ram, which is called a dichra, which has been very similar to zachar. So basically, it's a male ram, which is called a male. So just in case you see the word dachar, remember dalet and zayat switch. So that's what it is. And also bring the dung of a grazing cattle during the month of Nisan. And if there's no dung, you should bring willow twigs. and then roast the meat on the fire made with the dung or the twigs, then eat it and drink afterwards some diluted wine, and this will solve your condition. Please do not try that as a medical remedy. If you want to try it for taste, you're welcome to give it a try, but I would not recommend it as a medical ideal. There's also a bunch of interesting ones similar to this involving various types of meats and wine mentioned elsewhere in Shas. Again, it's very interesting. I believe what made to see him, I believe, was it on either one of those Gemaras. So for this Sudat Siyam, I decided to serve everybody. We served meat and wine in the spirit of those Gemaras. But so again, they are tasty as far as their health benefits. That is to the doctors to decide. I am not going to wait on that. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Shehu Lifta Kedei Lechobo. So Rav Yehuda says to Shmuel, how much do we need for any food that's not primary food, that's being lifted on, meaning it's a relish, it's like some sort of dip or thing you put on top, as much as you need in order to eat the food you normally would eat with. Kol she'en lifted on k'dei l'chol imenu. But if it's something that is the main food itself, that's enough that you'd be able to eat two meals worth of it. Basar chai k'dei l'chol imenu. If you have raw meat, it's about to eat from it, but it's artsli, rabba amar k'dei l'chol bov, rabbi Yosef amar k'dei l'chol imenu. Right, so for raw meat, it's everybody agrees that you have to eat two, that it'd be two meals worth of it. So again, as you can find nowadays, they sell that also raw meat. Now, if it's good enough cut and prepared properly, that is fine and healthy. If it's not, please don't do that. For more on that, please consult your local butcher. But as far as the debate comes down for roasted meat. Rabbi says it's the amount that you can eat, that you have to eat with it, because basically when you have cooked meats, you don't eat that as a main dish, you would eat that only with bread. Rabbi Yosef says, no, you eat two meals of it, because it itself is its own food. Nowadays, I believe most people would think Rabbi Yosef is more correct. So, Rabbi Yosef, mena amine la hani parasa achle tavhaki below nahama. So, Rabbi Yosef says, how do I know this? About the fact that we prefer that the meat being eat from it, because these Persians, they eat tabaki, which means roasted meat without bread, which shows that they eat it straight on its own. So so modern eating styles would be more like the Persians, because we often eat meat straight. We don't necessarily only eat it as part of our hamburger or as part of our shawarma or lava. So Amar Lai Baye, Parsai, have a robe of the Alma, and Baye says, wait, so we're Persian, the majority of the world. Ha'atzanan, Bigda, Nim, Lanim, Bigda, Shirim, Lashirim. Didn't we say that that clothing measurement is different for that of poor people versus large people versus rich people, meaning for poor people, it only needs to be three hand breaths. Right, so three hand breaths would be the intersecting part right here. So again, not a very large area. Whereas for wealthy, it would be more than that. But on the other hand, it wouldn't work. But therefore, basically, we say even though, and what do we say? And so you could say, oh, what about the reverse? No, but we say that the clothing of the rich don't go for the poor. We actually follow the opinion of the poor to the majority. So therefore, they say that's not necessarily good proof for your opinion. Because it's the Persians like it, doesn't mean they're the majority of the world. So therefore, that would be refuted. And let's do a little bit. Yeah, I guess actually let's. Okay, so we'll do this one little statement. Then we'll summarize. Okay, if you want to say this place is stringent, that place is stringent. Hot time, doing it in a bright time. Rishuma ben Elazar Omer, Mahar ben Lechol Elazakin, Kedim, no. But did it learn the bright time? Rishuma Elazar said that when you do it here, if you do it for a sick person or old person, an amount that they would need, and they would be eating, which is less than that of a healthy person, because somebody's appetite's less than for whatever reason, then they would need should be less. So we're like, Ravatan, Mesuda ben Onit, Shal Kol Adam. Gotcha. And for a very person who's really hungry, let's say, teenager who eats everything in sight, So then it would be for them. They still do. You still get the average amount. So kasha, right? Then we got a problem. So umiyam amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Hachi v'atay Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer. Og shemalach bashan pitkol kumlo. Oh, didn't we used to say that? Og the entrance to Og. To Og's dwelling was as big as he was, meaning also, and also measurements of his bed were according to the measurements. So, what that means that it's, that it's relatives. So, what can you do? Like, are we supposed to, you know, then that's simply not the case. So, meaning we're gonna come back to this whole thing. The story is actually a little longer than I thought it was, so I don't think we'll be able to finish it on time. So instead, I'll go. Actually, let's try because the two dots down a little bit. Okay, so basically, so here the question is: normally, when you take a person's body out of the when they pass away, you're supposed to take it out through the doorway. But the problem is, let's say the person's body is too large, what are you supposed to do? So the question is saying, for Og, you're saying that if somebody's really tall, you should cut them to pieces before taking them out. No, you're supposed to leave the body whole because that's respectful to the way to deal with somebody who passed away. So Ibailu, Plihir Abana later Shum and Lazar, do they argue or not? So Tashma, Damar Bar Barchana, Amar Biochan, Ogma Bashan Bitlo Barba. Let's say actually the Ogma Bashan, he requires an opening of 4 hand breaths in order for past becoming ritually impure. Then that implies they disagree because they did not change the size based on the fact that Og was large. So the kid dealing with is there are many small openings, and only one that's 4 rests there 4. It is certain they'll come out of the person passed away out of the wide opening, and therefore he'll widen the one that's 4, and that's why the tumor only goes out of the largest opening out of the other one that are only a 10. So Chia Bar Rashi, the name of Rav, says that we do an Erev with raw meat. Amar Rav Shimi Bar Chia Marvin Beitzim Chayot. So we establish an Erev with raw meat because you can be eaten whenever. And Rav Chia said you also make an Erev with raw eggs. Vakaman, how many raw eggs? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Achat Sfini Amar Shvinai Amar Shtayim. So Rav Nachman said you need to do it with 1 egg, and Sfinai says 2. And Sinai, realizes the name of Yosef, because he's considered to be a Sinai, meaning he remembers everything. That's why his name is Sinai. So now just to summarize, today we spoke about a really lot of different foods and what you should use for air. We spoke about use of meat, use of wine, use of vegetables, and the quantities they're in, whether it was relative or objective. Did it change based on usage or not based on usage? And so we found, and also a lot of other interesting things. We talked about dates, we talked about figs, we talked about beer. So now we know a little bit. So again, halachah l'maaseh, you should not make an error out of these things, but, the Gemara, is discussing a different stage, and it is stating that you can do it out of other things as well. So useful to know in case of Shana Chak. But again, if that ever comes up, please consult your please consult on that issue, because again, the laws of Erevin are difficult. So, and that's it for today, and I will hopefully see everybody tomorrow.
Shkoyach. Thank you.
Shkoyach. Have a great day.
You as well.
Ellie, Shraga, how are you doing, Shraga?